Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
give the Lord praise tonight as we worship him. Worship Wednesdays on the Now Network. Provoke to Purpose Ministries gladly presents Worship Wednesdays. All across the nation, we come to you just giving you a praise song. You may be before Bible study. It may be after Bible study. You just want to get a little boost or recharge on a worship song. Call in. Get a quick boost and move on about your holy way in the name of Jesus. Well, we thank God for you today. Know that you are loved and appreciated, highly favored in the name of Jesus. We thank God for you, and we appreciate all our callers that have listened in and are ready to go to another level of praise as we get ready to bow down and worship. worship, reverence offered to a divine being, extravagant respect and devotion offered to a divine being, object, or thing. Respect, the act of giving particular attention. Attention, readiness to attend. Selective narrowing of my focus. My consciousness, I am receptive. Conscious, aware within myself. Aware, conscious, alert, alive, awake, having knowledge of God. Vigilant towards worship, drawing interferences from the climate and atmosphere. Praise, I praise you today, Lord. To give you all the praise, all the glory, to exalt you, to raise you in honor, to praise you, to increase it. Thanksgiving, to express my gratitude with the sincerity of my heart, to glorify you without any distortion. You are the source of my everything. Come to you today, Lord, through sacrifice. I put myself on the altar. I come together, Lord, through relational bond with you. I now want to have a perceptional bond with you, Lord, that will now manifest into a material relationship through your power and anointing. Today, Lord, as we bow down and we worship you, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving. We come before you, we enter into your courts with thanksgiving. We'll praise you in the morning, we'll praise you in the afternoon, and we'll praise you in the evening. Lord, your praise will continuously come out of my mouth. We thank you today, Lord. We praise you today, Lord. We ask you to shift the atmosphere.
And I'll praise. It's shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This praise is shifting the atmosphere. For breakthrough and healing, our worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. They tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say they take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
Hallelujah. Shifting the atmosphere. Let's get into another place, family. Let's go higher in Jesus. Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all kings. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion and as if in the day of trial in the wilderness when your fathers tested me. They proved me. They saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. For I swore in my wrath, they will not enter into my rest. Today, Lord, we hear your words, Lord. We hear your statutes and your rules and your commandments today. And we worship you for your word. We worship you for your will being done. And we worship you for your way. For your way is of no way. And your way is holy. Your way is faithful. Your way is worthy.
I can search the as high as I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one. I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below. There is no one, no one.
Today, Lord Jesus. Psalms 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O kindreds of the people, Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the fields be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. He is coming, for he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you today, Lord. We bless you for your truth. We worship you today, Lord. We worship you for your truth, Lord, that when you come, you will judge us with your truth. And your truth is your word. And Lord, we praise you and worship you today, Lord, that if we follow your word, if we follow your instructions through worship, through honor, through giving you alone all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, then Lord, you will find us pleasing in your eyesight. And we thank you today. We worship you. And Lord, we want more and more of you.
See, I worship you with all of me, my heart, my life. I'll give you everything. I'll pay the price. Such a small sacrifice to worship you, my Lord, my God, my King, with all of me. I worship you.
Sing that.
With all.
I give you everything.
Give you everything.
control. It's all about you anyway. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. It's all about him. Praise him in this place. With all that you are, just begin to worship him.
Worship you, Lord Jesus.
Worship you, Jesus.
Worship you. Hallelujah. Glory to glory. We worship. We want more of you, Lord. We want more. Oh, we lift our hands and just cry out more. Less of us and more. Less of us and more of you. We praise you, Heavenly Father God. In the beauty of your holiness, Lord, we just worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. Oh, I just worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 4:23. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Let's stop right there. The Father is seeking those of us that are on this call, those of us are in our own closets, those are that of us are there worshiping him today. He's seeking those. John 4:23. But the hour is coming. The hour is coming. And watch this next segment. The hour is coming, and now is, family. This is the hour. This is the time that God is calling us to worship. Jesus said to this woman back in 21, Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming. Look, he double doses us with this information. Hour is coming, and now is. Stop. We have to recognize that now is the time. When? Now. When? Now, every 0 to 5 seconds, we have to find our time, our space to worship. Worship is important. Worship is essential. Worship is a must. It must become a lifestyle. John 4:23, but the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Now watch this. 24. God is spirit. Stop. If we are going to go before the Lord, if we are going to enter into the kingdom of God, if we are going to enter in relationship with God, we must find him in his true form. That's why the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, because it cannot comprehend. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Family, we must go to the altar in the spirit. We must have relationship with God in truth through the spirit. God is spirit. We cannot. We have to stop looking at him through movies and books and forms and idols. But we have to know that he is a spirit that dwells where? The power in you. God, 24, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
I give myself.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give ourselves to you, Heavenly Father God. Not our will, but your will be done. Have your way, Lord Jesus, Lord. Let us rely totally on you. We thank you, Lord. We come to you with zeal, Lord, with loyalty, with dedication. We show you respect today, Lord, for we love you. We honor you. Lord, we desire your approval, Heavenly Father God. Family, you know, as we come to God, you know, real worship, you know, it's actually the step, it's the action, it's the activating that we present ourselves free of worry. See, worship, family, is an attitude. Worship is how you go before God. How we go to him with an attitude of praise. See, our attitude is most important because how we go to him shows him that we're not coming to him for reasons, that we're not following him for the things that we can get from him, but that we're coming in true worship to meet him in spirit and in truth. And we just read in John 4:24 that he is seeking such to worship him. We come today in true worship. True worship, where we really come to you, presenting ourselves free of worry. Look, First Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your care upon him before, it says, for he cares for you. But watch this. It's about the what? The attitude. See, casting your cares is not taking them out of your pocket and delivering them. What it is that it's giving him all of your thoughts that are into worship. Look, let's go back up to 5. It says in 1 Peter 5:5, it reads, it says, likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. Watch, step one, we must humble ourselves. We must come to the Lord, bowing, showing that we fear him through love, that we respect him, that we choose to give him our attention, that we come to him in consciousness. We're aware. We're not preoccupied because we know God is jealous and he's intolerant of any rivalry, any unfaithfulness. He's hostile towards rivalry, and we don't want that. So we must be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. You want grace? Let's fall down in humility and worship to him. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. There we are again, back to time. Time is essential, that we get in time, that we get in place, that we close in the gap. Then it says in 7, casting all, not one, not two, but all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Family, watch. He wants you to get out of worship. He wants you to be distracted. He wants to devour us, take us away. But at 9, it says, resist him. Steadfast in faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in this world. It's time for a breakthrough.
I can feel it in this place tonight. Spirit of the Lord is here, breaking chains up, lifting heads. In this atmosphere, oh yes it is, yes it is, hey yeah, yeah, yeah,
breakthrough. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for a breakthrough today. We thank you, Lord, that as we worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, that we break through. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are giving us an opportunity, Lord, to come to another level, that as we break through, we're leaving this place and we're going to a different place, that we're going higher, Lord, that we're expecting more, that we're giving more, and we're wanting more, and we want to live more holy. We want to be more righteous. And we understand that our prayers, Heavenly Father God, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And we know that our prayer is substantial. It must be constant and unceasing. And we must come before you, Lord, in building a what? Sound relationship. We thank you today, Lord, for sound relationship. We thank you today, Lord, that by you showing us that it's not about the things of this world, but it's about building a relationship with you in the spirit. We just left there, that you are spirit and that we must worship you in spirit and in truth. When? Right now. So Lord, we give you our gratitude today. We continually express to you, Heavenly Father God, that we love you, that we appreciate you. And that, Lord, we want to take the steps in building a sound relationship. Steps to building a sound relationship. Number one, the number one way is by faith. Galatians 2:20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. What? Not by anything but faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. I live by faith. So number one step in building a relationship with God is by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. 21, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness come through the law, then Christ died in vain. See, we are in agreement that we have been crucified with him. It's Christ that lives. Where? The power in me. So if the number one step to building relationship is by faith. And by faith, Lord, we just say, Lord, we love you because of who you are. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. We thank you today, Lord Jesus. Woo, step number one, ooh, through faith. Remember, step one, that building a relationship through God is by faith, Galatians 2 and 20. Number two, building this relationship with God in what? Remember, we started off John 4, 24, that building relationship with God must be through spirit and in truth. But number two, Colossians 2 and 5. Let's go back to 4. 2 and 4. It says, Now this I say, lest anyone should be deceived receive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Number two, right back to the confirmation that we must now build a relationship first by faith. We trust in him as the source of our everything. And number two, we must build this bonding relationship with God through, for though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you, watch, with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith. There it is again, building relationship. Number one, through faith. Number two, through the spirit. And the spirit in Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we need your glory.
Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need.
I need your glory. I want your glory.
Less of me.
Less of me. I realize I need you.
hear your glory. Show me your glory. Less of me and more of you is all I need. Lord, I decrease of self, Lord. I die of me and you live. Lord, raise up. Lord, rise up, Lord. Be all that you are by yourself. And we thank you today, Heavenly Father God. Oh, building relationship through worship. Remember, number one, remember we started out John 4:24. But God is spirit, and he is seeking those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him through spirit and in truth. Number one, building relationship with God must be through faith, Galatians 2:20. Then number two, that we must build relationship through spiritual connection, Colossians 2:5. Number three, we must build relationship with God through bonding. And number three would be by grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Building relationship with God must be by faith. Then it must be by the acknowledgement of a spiritual relationship. Then by the grace, the unmerited favor. Grace of God, I am. Because of the grace of God, I am who I am. By the grace of God, you are who you are. And his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly that they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. It's the grace that builds the relationship, that gets you to the next level. Faith, next level. Built by spirit, next level. By grace. By grace, that will trust him. Trust me.
What if you call me and don't feel me near you? Will you still trust me? What if I tell you to let go of everything that you think you have to hold? Will you trust me? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if it costs my life? Yes, I'll trust you, Lord. What if I lose the very thing I love so dear? Yes. Somebody say, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. Somebody say, yes. Come on, put your hands up and say, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I can hear Jesus singing.
I know the thing is easy when everything is going well. But can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? Oh, and when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. Will you let go?
Trust you, Lord.
Stand on my word.
Trust you, Lord.
Against all odds, will you believe what I have said?
I'll try.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we'll trust you. We'll trust you, Lord, as we're building a relationship, Lord, and it doesn't just feel right. Lord, we'll trust you, Lord, when we're building this relationship and it just doesn't seem right. Lord, we'll trust you, Lord, when we're building this relationship, Lord, and things don't seem to be working out right. Lord, we rely on you today, Lord, not like ever before. Our life we choose today will never be the same because we want a relationship with you. Building the relationship with God. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We now develop, now we found through the scriptures, the steps to building a bonded relationship with him through sacrifice, through relational connection, through perceptual and material. Number one was by faith. The step, first step to going into relationship with God must be by faith, Galatians 2:20. Number two, step two, going higher, different places. It must be through the Spirit. We confirm through that same scripture we started, John 4:24. Must worship him through spirit and in truth. The next step, the third step up, is through by grace. The grace that comes from 1 Corinthians 15:10, the grace of Jesus Christ, that he didn't make a mistake by showing us this grace. Number four, it must be through the acknowledgement and through the acceptance of the Spirit of God, this faith walk, this spirit walk, this receiving of grace to now dwell in you. Ephesians 3:9, and to make all people see what is the fellowship of the mysteries, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. Right there. It wasn't no mistake. From the beginning, it was already created through who? Jesus Christ. To the intent that now, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, according to the internal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Where? In Christ Jesus our Lord. Now watch this. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through what? Faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which in is your glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, we got to continue to submit. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner what? Man. See, this relationship must be developed inside. The power what? In you. 18, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can ask or think, according to what? The power that works in us. Where? In us. We must come to God through faith. We must elevate into spirit relationship. We must now develop and release the grace and the favor that he did not make a mistake, and now allow him to dwell in us. See, we're going higher. We're graduating. We're showing fruit that we go higher in him because he's where? In us. No longer do we be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we say, Lord,
how many want the Lord to rain on you?
Rain on my. Holy Spirit, is that what you want tonight?
Holy Spirit, rain on my field. What I asked him one morning at 4:30, I said, rain on my field. No one was around, just me and Daddy God. I had something on my heart. I said, Holy Spirit, Melissa needs rain on my feet. Come on, help me sing it.
Continue to bond with you, to build this relationship through faith in the Spirit by grace, allowing you to dwell in us, And number five, Lord, we follow you willingly. We take on the true cost of discipleship. We come to you as sacrifice, Heavenly Father God, in the final move to building and bonding a relationship. John 3 and 30 says that you will increase, but we must decrease. So, Lord, we decrease today to let it all be about you. We decrease today, Lord, that your will be done. We decrease today, Lord, that we have nothing to do with it. We subtract ourselves from the equation. And, Lord, we let you be in total control. Luke 9 and 23. It says, then he said to them, if anyone, remember, anyone is available, anyone who makes the choice, anyone who desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whosoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what advantage is it to man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory, for in his Father and of the holy angels. So, Lord, we decrease. We take on the true cost of following you. We just deny ourselves. We get on the cross as we take it up. And, Lord, we follow you today in relationship. We follow you today in bonding. We following you today by giving it all to you, Lord, in honor. We show extravagant respect and devotion. We give you our full respect. We give you all our attention. Have all our consciousness. Less of us and more of you. Not our will, but your will be done. We worship you, Lord. 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 Reign.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your altar be fire. Fill this tabernacle. Purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within. Send a refreshing alone.
Surround us in this place. the Now Network.